Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, many years ago, I was driving through a blinding snowstorm on the west side of Nebraska, and I don't know if I've ever seen an interstate with such poor conditions as they were that afternoon. Well, eventually, I came upon a very windy area, and it was incredibly difficult to see where the road was. But as I crept along and followed the road, I came to a corner where it was obvious that many cars had been following the tracks of the person who was in front of them. And because of this, a whole pile of them had ended up alongside each other in the ditch. And this reminds me of the Christian life. We are called to follow the path of Christ, but many people are following the path of false prophets. If they don't get off their tracks and follow the road, then they too will end up in the ditch with them. Look at Matthew 15:14. It says, "Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." 2 Peter 2:1 says, "But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." First of all today, heresy is to hold a religious opinion or belief that goes in complete contravention to the teachings of sacred scripture. Now, we're supposed to contend for the original faith that was given to us 2,000 years ago, but now the world has become engulfed in false prophets and teachers who have even chosen women to teach and preach God's word. I have said for the last 20 years that this is one of the greatest heresies that is going on in modern false forms of Christianity. It is an incredible and chaotic manifestation of the end-time false church found in the book of Revelation. Now, think about this for just a minute. Would you allow a 4-year-old to drive your car to town? Would you allow a kindergartner to teach your class for a semester? Well, I'd hope not, because that's not their place. They are to be in submission to adults. Likewise, women are to be in complete submission to male authority, whether they're married or not. Those who don't accept what I'm telling you are to be rejected because they're not of God. The church is a place that is led by men. They are educated by men, and they need to submit to men. Women are completely restricted from these duties by the word of God. They're completely forbidden to speak in the church, and anyone who claims to have the Holy Spirit has to admit this fact. Otherwise, they are to remain in their own ignorance, which means they really don't understand anything about God's word or his teachings. I mean, if they cannot accept that women need to be in submission, they're not of God. 1 Corinthians 14:34 says, "Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it's not permitted unto them to speak. But they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for women to speak in the church." What? Came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. If women are not placed in submission within the church, nothing else will ever come to fruition. If they are not in subjection to men, then like removing the foundation from a home, everything else will come tumbling down. It doesn't matter if there are millions of people involved. Nothing will be achieved in the end. And those that led them astray will be held responsible for the damnation of them all. This behavior is, on the face of it, is completely disorderly, and it completely ruins the structure of the family unit. If a wife is rebellious towards her husband, it can be passed on to the children. If she's disobedient towards men in general, the young girls will grow up acting the same. Makes sense, doesn't it? Woe unto these wicked women who have guided their children and households away from the head of the house. Woe unto these wicked women who have led young children away from obedience to Christ. God is not mocked, and their damnation is just. They are the ones who will be ultimately held responsible for these wicked deeds. So many of these precious children have been led astray because they were educated in the house of the devil and raised in the congregation of the dead. They were brought up by false prophets and hearkened to the voice of Jezebel. It is the reason why so many children are confused about sexuality and their roles in society. These wicked false prophets and teachers have offended these little ones and caused them to live lives that are completely contrary to the will of God. They might as well chain themselves to an anchor and jump in the ocean, but that will be the least of their concerns for the terror that awaits them in the future. Mark 9:42, the Lord warned, "And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea." When a woman usurps over a man, she usurps Christ, because man is made in God's image. 1 Corinthians 11:7, "For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man." Now, if she cannot place herself underneath a man, then call her what she is. It's the devil. She's walking in the footsteps of Satan. And to assume she has the right to tell a man what to do or even to be on equal footing with him is one of the marks of the devil. Let me tell you this. The nature of the devil is to usurp. Okay? Shortly before the return of Christ, the devil will usurp over everything that is called God. What a proud, arrogant, disobedient, rebellious, and wicked child of perdition. 1 Timothy 2:11 says, "Let the woman learn in silence, with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve." You know, women are under the rule of men in this world, whether they're married or not. But now false prophets are ordaining them to teach in Sunday schools and even in the pulpits. This has been happening a long time. No longer are they at home, okay, taking care of their children or doing duties around the house. Many of them have abandoned these godly duties in order to obtain things that have not been granted to them by God. And it's the Garden of Eden all over again. When I first became a baptized believer, I went to many different churches where women were preaching and teaching God's word. And when I stood up during the church service to explain this was heresy, a couple of men would grab me by the arms and practically throw me out of the building. This happened so many times that I finally gave up on them all. And the more I studied about it later on, the more I realized that this was all a manifestation of God's will. It's going to happen regardless. For the things in the book of Revelation to come to pass, these kinds of things must happen first, so that all those who believe a lie should be damned. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 says, "And for this cause shall God send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." So take note of these people and mark them out as I have, because they're blinded by their own sins. Those who follow them are like unto them. Like following somebody's tracks in a blinding snowstorm, some people are going to follow those who are blinded themselves, which will only result in all of them going into the ditch. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC. We can find our diaries distributed through various platforms, and we're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups. You can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at tlkjbc.com. Or I suppose that you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.